It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union 2015. And the opening of the booting of football season here on Media Day. Cousin Eddie, high above Ironman Field, buddy. Boy, it doesn't get any prettier than this. The sun out, the grass is green, and the Blue Demons are in their sharp blue.
Beautiful Saturday morning. The field looks absolutely awesome. We're ready for a new season.
Well, buddy, we're going to get a chance to talk to some of these outstanding players and the coaches, but has been the same story the last several years, and that is the expectations of another great season here in Albion. With those expectations comes a little bit of a burden, and while having the bar set really high and your football programs are really good for them, it also puts a big old target on your back for everybody else to chase down.
And it's also a lot of pressure on these kids coming in that they have to try to repeat the last couple seasons and make it to the state. They definitely have the talent and a lot of returning starters, so it's going to be a great season.
Well, we're going to take a timeout, come back. You're listening to this special edition of the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We're going to meet this 2015 football team, their coaches, their players, and we're going to do a little round tabling on this upcoming season when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams. Give your clothes the care they deserve with the new Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washer and dryer. With 4.8 cubic feet of capacity, this washer offers enough space to wash more than three baskets of laundry in just one load. Precision Dispense Plus, along with 11 adaptive wash cycles, automatically sense and adjust to the size of your load, while only using the correct amount of water, providing you with the perfect combination of powerful cleaning and gentle fabric care. Paired with a Whirlpool Cabrio 7.6 cubic foot high efficiency dryer, drying loads from your Cabrio washer is made easy. Advanced moisture sensing technology automatically ends the drying cycle to prevent overdrying. while Enhanced Touch-Up Steam Cycle uses steam to relax wrinkles and refresh clothes in as little as 20 minutes. When paired together, you can save over $3,300 in lifetime energy costs. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see the full line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family-owned and operated since 1960.
They're moving the football down the field. Here's Isley over the right side. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley. In for another Albia touchdown. A Senate Pierce-Bacher funeral home. Touchdown, touchdown, Albia.
How about that? You know, now we've got all, and Coach State talks about this all the time, all three phases of the game are clicking right now. We got the defense scoring, we got the special team scoring, and now the offense, the third.
Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to everyone, Ironman Field, inside of the 2015 Media Day. Cousin Eddie standing up here as we look down on Ironman Field. And, buddy, like I said in the opening, this is a crisp green grass we're looking at. That rain and that sunshine, the mild temperatures this summer have given us a beautiful field to work with. And then you look over here in the stands as the Blue Demons are getting their pictures taken. There's a beautiful contrast of blue on green.
I tell you what, the boys look great.
Well, you know, when we talk about the Blue Demon football team, we go back and we look at last year's football team. As you will in every year, you're going to lose some important pieces to the puzzle. You have you start right at the quarterback position. You lose your starting quarterback, Luke Sarver, 2-year starter for the Blue Demons, a really good athlete, and you got to find a way to fill that piece, and then you got Blake Bear to fill those shoes. So. Big shoes to fill in the quarterback position, but when you run a system like Albia does, it's less dependent on one individual and the continuity of a complete system.
Well, and that's the thing about Albia football is that, you know, they start at a young age here, and there's always someone ready to step up and to fill those holes.
Well, you know as well as I do, the offensive line, you and Christian and Big T and Jimmy all season long talk about in the trenches, and last year I don't know if there's been a – There was a better team in the state that you could say up front that particularly in Class 2A that was winning the trenches.
Well, they had the size, they had the athleticism, and they were just pushing people around and opening the holes at will.
Well, buddy, I we're going to have a chance here to meet this 2000 football team, and right now they're getting their pictures taken. You can see the parents out behind, and as they gather around to take a first look at this team physically. This team, standing down next to them as they come out here to get set up for pitchers, they are as physically gifted as any team that Albie's put on the field.
They're definitely big, I tell you that. Really, really a lot of big kids out there. Hopefully we'll start where we left off last year.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about this morning as we get ready. The Blue Demon football team's getting their picture taken, and we're going to, after a timeout, come back, and we'll meet some of these football players, and we'll continue our discussion on this upcoming 2000 football season. When we come back, you're listening to this Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours. Get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
Looking to purchase your first vehicle? Well, you're in luck. At Community First Credit Union, we offer a first-time auto buyer program for young adults with little or no credit. Low rates, low monthly payments, and a great way to establish credit. It's time to get excited about that new car or truck you've always dreamt of. Stop by your local CFirst today or apply online at c1styourvoice.com. Terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
There's a new music store in Oskaloosa. G-Strings, Guitars, and More, 209 A Avenue West. Open Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5. They sell guitars, amps, strings, and lots more. They also repair and clean guitars and even teach. They are also an Alvarez dealer, but also sell other brands. All price ranges. They have a nice selection of used guitars, amps, mandolins, and more. Visit them soon. G-Strings, Guitars, and lots more. 209 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Well, summer is here, and I'm guessing you are ready for a great summer. You're all ready, but is your car? You don't want your car stalled along the road because it overheated. And you certainly don't want the family sweating as you travel the highways of this great country because the AC stopped working halfway through the trip. The service professionals at Motoran Auto Group in Knoxville can help. Bring your car in for a free summer inspection. That's right, a free summer inspection. Now through June 30th, Motoran will inspect your belts, fluids, wiper blades, tire wear, suspension, and it's all free. No catch, no gimmick, and Motoran is trained and equipped to work on all makes and models. With your free inspection, you'll have the confidence to head out on that well-deserved vacation with the family and have a few extra bucks in your pocket for a souvenir at the home of the world's largest ball of twine. Free summer inspection of your car. For a limited time only at Motoran Auto Group in Knoxville. Easy to deal with, hard to beat. You bet. That's what they do at Motoran Auto Group of Knoxville.
Oh, breaking down the defense. On his way inside the 40, foot race, 30, 25, 20. The judge and jury. Oh, Kieran, the judge and jury, broke the tackles and then got on his giddy up and away he went. And the judgment's out. It's an Albia touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Then our Senate Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home touchdown. And how about that, Big D?
That's just a great run. Again, that's a point of attack. There's a great hole for him to get through. Carter Isley also did a kick-out block, lead blocking. He gets the benefit of all the blocks for him, and he returns the favor for Carter here.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to Ironman Field. 2015 Media Day underway here. And Cousin Eddie, boy, we keep talking about this, but this is a sharp-looking group of guys, a big group of guys. They've really paid the price in the weight room, and you can see it as they fill out those uniforms.
But all depends on how hard you work in the off season. I'm sure these boys are working hard in the off season. They look sharp. They look like they're ready to go.
One of the fun things, and we talked about it each and every week, is the old blood in the shark tank, and that's the way these guys have been going. And the blood in the shark tank. I hear Coach Staten, he's calling my name. That means he wants to get on the radio, and we do not want to miss the very coach. We're outside on the field, or next to Ironman Field, as we do this broadcast. We're a little delayed getting in the press box, looking sharp. Everything's looking sharp. We are just improvising. Coach, you've said that a really good team has got to take, and we're trying to be a good team here this morning because we came and we were a little short on, getting into the press box, but a good team's got to adjust and improvise.
Improvise and adjust. And one of these team members is a whole lot better looking than the other two. But this is my third least favorite day. My least favorite day is checking in equipment. My next least favorite is checking it out. And the worst one of all is when we put it away. And then this press day, I don't care too much for it either. But, we got to do it. Everybody wants to see their picture. And 40 years from now, when they got grandchildren, people will say, "Grandpa, you played football? You didn't play football. Look at you, Well, here's my proof, But it's a great day, beautiful sunshine, and we're making it happen, getting it rolling out, and the season's upon us.
Coach, lots of expectations for this football team, trying to make it a three-peat to the Dome. It's a great thing to have your program ascending to the place where the bar and the standards of your program are, the expectations become so high. But it also puts a different burden on the program where the kids and the program need to learn to be the team that everyone's chasing.
We're not even thinking about the playoffs. We're a long way from being qualifying for that. We have a lot of holes to fill. We got a lot of inexperienced players that have got to gain experience in a hurry. And to think about that down the road, this team's going to have to prove nine times on nine Friday nights that they're worthy of being there. And so we'll try and be our best for Mount Air. That's on our mind right now. And anything beyond that is the future. And we're involved in the present. It's a gift from God, the present, and we're going to make the most of it.
We're talking with the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, Hall of Fame coach Jerry Staton, here at the 2015 Albion Media Days. Coach, one of the things that the guy loves the program that makes you proud is when you see the numbers. And in a time when football really is under assault, having strong numbers in a game that requires lots of numbers is a really good indicator of the strength of your program.
Well, football is not for every young man. It's hard work, and if you're not willing to work in the off season, and be ready when the season starts, it's a torture. And there are not a lot of young men that want to pay that price to be able to do it. But those that do will gain benefits that'll benefit them the rest of their lives. Learning about commitment, learning about the teamwork, learning about to care about your brother, becoming a servant warrior. There's so many lessons that football will teach that they're not going to get anyplace else. And those that fall by the wayside, good luck. Hope you can get that on the job you're working or whatever you're doing. These kids are learning the lessons for life that will carry more, help them become better dads and better sons and better citizens. If all we teach these young men is how to block and tackle, we have failed them. There's a lot more to learn in football than just blocking and tackling.
Well, blocking and tackling, Coach, you guys have done that very, very well. Blocking, a big ingredient to having the state's top rusher and one of the state's top quarterbacks. That offensive line, the coach returns a lot of seasoned veterans and going to be the strength. There's so many different places you can look to be strengths, but up front, you guys look to be very, very solid.
Well, that was then. This is now. And every year there's a new challenge. When the heavyweight champion of the world steps into the ring, he's got to prove that he still is the heavyweight champion of the world. And these returning linemen have got to prove that they're the commanders of the ground force and the passing game, the air attack. And that all has to be proven. We had some scrimmage today a little bit. And, as expected early on, things were a little bit haphazard. They don't know the plays quite yet, and their timing is not there, but that's why they call it practice. And we're going to get a lot of practice in and be ready to go. And I guess 11 more practice days, we have a game.
Coach, filling those holes from last year, those graduating seniors, one of them, the spots that's going to get talked about a lot, and that is when you have to replace your quarterback. And you lose Luke Sarver, and you find Blake Bear in his waiting.
Well, if the program is being conducted right, you have the next year starting quarterback is a junior, and he's playing some other position on offense. And then when his turn comes, he's ready to take command. And if one of those kids drops out, that leaves a gap, and then you have to play a younger player. So we have several young men that are working in the ranks right now. Cade Crawl can develop into a very good quarterback. We've got two freshmen that are learning and are getting better every day. And Tony Leshen can take some snaps at quarterback. But Blake Bear is the guy right now that has command of the troops. And if he goes down, it'll be next man in. That's the way football is. But if he's healthy and able to play, he's going to be a threat every time he snaps the ball.
Well, Coach, I know you got to get with the guys, and we'll if we have some time, we'll catch back up with you. But before I let you go, I want to comment about the rule changes in the contact. I think it's maybe some good in that, and you guys haven't really been a big contact team during practice, but the rules have changed, and that puts another thing that we have to think about.
Well, Jason, I've lost some weight now, and I'm not sure you can catch up to me, but maybe you can. The new rule changes. You can have 30 minutes of contact a day or 90 minutes a week. That doesn't change anything we do at all. We just we don't have that much physical contact, and we work on you can't be perfect, but you can pursue excellence. And in doing that, you can end up near perfect, and that's going to be pretty hard to beat. So we don't have to hit all the time. We can run drills and get our timing down and get our stunts where they're supposed to be and the linemen going where they're supposed to be, and it'll all take care of itself. But we're not going to change a whole lot of things. You're right, football is under attack. There are a lot of mothers that don't want their child to play football young. I guess they want to grow up and be cowboys, but there are other sports that are just as dangerous. And everyone looks at the NFL. Well, there, NFL is a whole different world than what we have right here. We don't have any NFL players here. We're not going to play any this year. And they're bigger, faster, stronger, and hit. And there might be some concussions, but it's not as big a fearsome thing as everybody's making out to be. We're going to be diligent. We're going to protect our kids. We're going to observe them. But I'm not all that concerned about concussions. We don't hit with our heads, and we haven't had very many concussions. I haven't had very many in my whole career. So, I think the amount of contact that we restrict them from will help in avoiding injuries and help us sharpen up our skills.
Coach, thanks so much for taking time with me here this morning, and we're looking forward to watching this season unfold and going along for the ride.
Thanks, Coach. Beat my nerve.
Head coach, Coach Jerry Staton, Hall of Fame coach. We're going to take a quick time out. Come back and meet the brains and the brawn behind this shark defense, this blood in the water shark defense. When we come back, Coach Odeffer is in the waiting. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The memories you make are steeped in summer at South Fork Marina. South Fork Marina has plenty of room, so plan your fun for everyone at Lake Rathbun. Bring the family, the campers, and the boats to Lake Rathbun and make yourself at home. South Fork has camping sites with electric, improved tent sites, and primitive tent sites. And put the boat safely to bed in a slip at South Fork Marina. Call South Fork Marina for reservations, 641-647-2625.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
A warm, home-like atmosphere awaits those at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Our progressive, professional staff offer 24-hour skilled nursing rehabilitation and outpatient services. We have a comprehensive care plan in place for each patient's individual needs to offer only the highest quality treatment programs. Our interdisciplinary team meets with each resident to determine an all-inclusive care plan. My name is Rachel Gooden, and I'm the new administrator at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, just south of the square in Albia. Call 641-932-7105.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
The Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa presents the second annual Linn County Fairgrounds Festival August 20 through 22nd in Central City, Iowa. This will be at the Linn County Fairgrounds in the newly air-conditioned Linn Dunn Building and will be held rain or shine. Camping is available with over 150 electric hookups. Water is also available. For more information and to get your tickets, go to iowabluegrassmusic.com. Come on, everybody, let's pick!
Tuned on tonight. After the 5-yard mark off, here's Carter, the Iceman Isley, slices the defender, fighting towards the goal line. Back to the end, touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley, sidestepped the defender at the 10-yard line and then ran backwards into the end zone for another Sennett Piercebacher funeral home. Touchdown, touchdown, Albia.
What a great job there. Again, a huge hole to start with. He's not getting touched to about the 4 or 5 yard pickup. And then as soon as he got cut, he got spun around, but he kept moving those legs. And we've seen that progression from him all year long.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Really live contact against each other.
Welcome back, everyone. Ironman Field, 2015 Media Day. And we're looking down as the players are getting their pictures taken and meeting and greeting. And the parents getting a chance to get their individualized pictures. We just heard from Coach Staten, and we have got the defensive coordinator up here, and that is Coach Chad Odeffer. Coach, man, I'll tell you what, buddy, we have had a lot of fun calling Carter Isley touchdowns over the last several years, and you've enjoyed them from the sideline. But I'll tell you what, as a defensive perspective, having a guy like Carter Isley that you have to tackle in practice probably helps make your defense that much better.
Yeah, he makes us work hard, and we had our first live contact this morning. And when the back weighs 250 pounds, and you know he makes you focus on technique and getting low. And we haven't been going to the ground yet, so it'll be interesting next Friday when we have to take him to the ground. But he's a dude.
You know, the two platoon football, coach, really. You know, I love it. First of all, it gets more guys opportunities to play, and this is a game that requires lots of numbers, and it helps the bodies, but. What guys are do we have some guys that will look to see some two-way action? And then, you know, you have those guys in your program. You're going to try to find ways to use them, but you also don't want to wear them out going both ways.
Absolutely, Jason. Obviously, we believe in the two platoon system, and it's really helped us the last couple of years. And you just get more time with your guys to develop them, and you get to talk to them on the sideline, which is huge. And you just get time in the film room, and all that adds up during the course of a season. But we have some special athletes, and we got to recognize those special athletes. And, you know, this year we have a couple guys that we feel like we can get on the field, and they should be on the field more. So we're looking at which guys should maybe look at playing a little bit of two ways. And, you know, that will all filter out in the next 2 weeks. But well, I think we're going to have some guys playing two ways this year, and just something we haven't had in the last couple.
As a defensive coach this year, Coach, you got to be pretty excited about that junior class last year now becoming seniors. We take a look back last year, and you look at the roster, and the defense is pretty much all juniors. That has to be pretty exciting for you, Coach.
Yeah, I think if you write it on paper, we return seven returning starters. You know, so if we started tomorrow, we'd be pretty confident about the guys we have coming back. And you know, those guys aren't just coming back either. I mean, a lot of those guys have paid a price in the weight room and done work, been to football camps over the summer, and they're better football players than they were last year. But with that being said, we also have holes to fill, and we have some guys that we need to replace, and we're trying to figure out who can fill those shoes, and we have some different options there. So there's still a lot of work to be done before Mount Air.
Cousin Eddie, the thing that you and I enjoyed, or all of us enjoyed, was the old blood in the water. That's how we called it on Friday nights, the old Shark Tank. This is a team that that really loves to get after and hit.
What really impressed me from last season, Coach, was the everyone was at the ball at every tackle. I mean, it seemed like everyone just swarmed to the ball, and you guys really, really got to the football every play.
Yeah, we try to preach that, and that's something we talk about on a daily basis. We do pursuit drills, and we talk about pursuit drills, and getting hats to the football causes mistakes and hides causes turnovers and hides mistakes. And the more guys we can get to the football, the better off we're going to be defensively.
How does the from an offensive standpoint, I don't think the 30-minute a night limit of contact really isn't that big a deal. You know, it really goes into execution, but I think it can be important on the defensive side. You lose some of that time to have some contact, and you know, how have you guys adjusted to that? And then where do you think that's going to – how's that going to affect what just Cousin Eddie was just talking about?
Yeah, last week without pads, we didn't really factor in at all. And I think during the season, because once you get into the season, it's just game prep. And, I mean, things happen so quickly, and you only have really two practices with pads during the season. So I don't think it's as big of a deal during that time. I think when it's a big deal is the next couple of weeks here. So we're going to manage the time. We're going to keep track of time and, you know, make sure we're under that contact rule. And like Coach Staten said, we don't do as much contact as I think some of the neighboring football teams. So I think other teams will probably have to adjust more so than we do.
Well, Coach, one thing that is true with when you have a lot of returning players and a program that is on solid ground, and I mean that all the way through down to the youth program, you have people that have been in the program, you now have guys that understand their roles, and so then I think you can get a little deeper into the execution. I think you can get a little deeper into what you guys want to do. You've had the repetition of knowing what the assignments are. I think that's a huge advantage for this football team.
Yeah, and the older guys have been great. We have some guys that have played a lot of varsity football, and they've been awesome about helping those sophomores come along, and I think our sophomores have progressed faster because of it. I think at the youth camp, they did a good job of helping our youth, and you know, there's a lot of good things about having that, the number of seniors that we do, and hopefully we can just build on that.
Simplified defense. You know what? What I've really enjoyed is you guys. You were able to do some complex. It looks like complex things, but you really have simplified the defense, and guys can understand their role and assignment.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you want to play fast on defense. I don't care what anybody says. You don't want to be thinking. You want to know your assignment. You want to be able to read and react, and you want to be able to play fast football. That's kind of our philosophy, and to do that, you have to be simple as far as terminology. And our terminology is simple, but with all the different offenses, we see everything from power football to spread to spin back to, so you have to be able to adjust and have things in your scheme that can adjust. So, you know, that's one thing that I think we're pretty proud of as a defensive staff is that over the last, you know, 6-7 years, we've been able to kind of tweak things and simplify things, but also be complex as far as how we look and how we do things.
Well, Coach, it's been a whole bunch of fun, buddy. And, you know, has it changed as a coach having the expectations, have changed over the your time that you've been on the coaching staff? You know, you go from the team that is hoping for a chance to get to the playoffs to a team that's expected to go to the Dome.
Yeah, I mean, the mindset more so. I think it's more mental than anything. Our kids expect to win football games. They expect to compete. They expect to play in big games. They expect to make plays. If something bad happens, you know, we're not hanging our head. We're bouncing back. So, you know, just the culture of the football program, the culture of the town, and just how we perceive ourselves and how we perceive the football has really changed over time.
Well, Coach, congratulations on some of the best defensive football we've seen, and we're looking forward to another exciting season.
So are we. Thank you, Jason.
Coach Chad Odeffer, the defensive coordinator for the Blue Demons. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back. We're going to try to scurry out on Ironman Field and get into, I think, we're going to try our 2 days. We're going to do a workout here in a second. Christian's going to do up-downs. Cousin Eddie is going to do some gassers, and I'm going to clap. When we come back, we're going to meet some of the guys of this 2015 Albion Blue Demon football team. You're listening to this special edition of the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641-932-7105.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams. Give your clothes the care they deserve with the new Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washer and dryer. With 4.8 cubic feet of capacity, this washer offers enough space to wash more than three baskets of laundry in just one load. Precision Dispense Plus, along with 11 adaptive wash cycles, automatically sense and adjust to the size of your load, while only using the correct amount of water, providing you with the perfect combination of powerful cleaning and gentle fabric care. Paired with a Whirlpool Cabrio 7.6 cubic foot high efficiency dryer, drying loads from your Cabrio washer is made easy. Advanced moisture sensing technology automatically ends the drying cycle to prevent overdrying, while the enhanced touch-up steam cycle uses steam to relax wrinkles and refresh clothes in as little as 20 minutes. When paired together, you can save over $3,300 in lifetime energy costs. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see the full line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family-owned and operated since 1960.
Now out the punt from their own end zone. Here comes the punt, nearly blocked. It's a short punt, going to be fielded by Bear from the 41-yard line, trying to get the right side. That's a blocking wall. Look out. Blake Bear down the sideline. Take it to the house. Touchdown, Albia. Oh, my goodness. Blake Bear and the touchdown wall that's erected over here on this near sideline, Dan. There's buildings that don't go up any better than that. That is a huge play for the special.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ironman Field, site of the 2015 Media Day. Cousin Eddie, Christian down on the field. We're going to go down to Christian here in a second. He's going to catch up with some of those linemen as I see some of our seniors working their way up here towards the deck that is the press box today. Cousin Eddie, we're outside. The sun's a little baked coming down on us a little bit this morning.
Oh, it's starting to get a little warm out here, but it's just absolutely beautiful day. Beautiful morning. Not a cloud in the sky.
Check this out. Coming our way, and you better back up. You may have about 5 inches on him, but this guy is pound for pound one of the toughest guys around. Bryce Leshen is in the house, and he's got some of his teammates coming up with him here as we're going to continue our conversation. What a great senior class here. Bryce Leshen with us, and he's got some of his teammates. We'll get to all of them here in a second. Bryce, buddy, you know what? You have become the special team phenomenon. I remember as a freshman getting watching kids a few minutes out there on special teams. And Cousin Eddie, after the big play he made over in Fairfield a year ago, every little kid wants to play special teams now. And we talk about it every Friday night. That can the first kickoff can or that kickoff team, the special teams can set the tone for a football Friday night.
Oh, the opening kickoff is huge, and that's when you set the tone for the rest of the game, and some huge hits last season.
Bryce, buddy, are we back to do some more of the same thing?
Yeah, for sure. I know kickoff's a great thing. You know, get down there, like you said, get a big hit on somebody, set the tone for the game.
That's you know, that's how you cut your teeth in this program is on special teams. And now, you know, as a senior, last 3 years you really had a role on this really tough-minded Blue Demon defense. Now as a senior, you've got to carry the load of leadership.
Coming in as a senior now, you know, some of the weight's on our shoulders, you know, to set the pace, set the tone, and keep everybody motivated, you know, the whole time, and you know, just lead the team and help them out in situations and stuff. So,
this team, how good can it be?
This team could be really good. You know, we bring back a lot, and you know, it's going to be exciting and fun to watch this year. So,
this class, this senior class, you guys have really been tight, and you've stayed together. You know, and that's a compliment to the program as a whole. But having the numbers of seniors out, that's a great indicator that you got great team a great team leadership, great team core.
Yeah, our team, we're something special. We all hang around, we do a lot together, and we all get along pretty well, and we all got each other's backs when it comes down to it. So,
well, you got the Bulldog sitting next to you there, Blake Lawless, Bulldog Lawless. You can give him the mic. He's going to take his role. He's a senior now. He's got the role of a senior. And Blake, you guys are sharks in the Shark Tank. I don't know if you get to listen to the rebroadcast, but every Friday night, that's what we talk about. This defense, man, it gets a little taste of blood in the water, and man, you all want a piece of it.
Oh yeah, for sure. We're always trying to get the big hits and trying to lay kids out. So it's always fun. So
talk about being a senior on this team and the new role as a senior leader.
Oh, we got a lot of new guys stepping in. We're trying to teach them all the different positions and all of our defensive schemes and the plays and stuff. So that's taking up a little bit of time, but they're coming along. They'll be there someday.
This team has taken a lot of pride in playing tough football. You guys really like to get at it, not just get to the football, but you like to bring some pain with it.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're spending a lot of time working on angles and swarming to the football, and that's what our coaches want us to do. They want us to take good angles and have 11 guys in the football after every play.
Well, I just asked Bryce how good this team can be. Is this team got the makings to make it a three-peat to the Dome and carry home some more hardware?
Well, this team can be as good as it wants to be. If we want to work hard and be good, then we're going to be good. But if we want to fight with each other and stuff, then we can fall apart. So it's up to us, really.
And you talk about preparation. I'm sure you guys worked hard in the off season. Tell us a little bit about how when you guys start preparing for the season.
Oh, a lot of guys start as soon as the season ends. There's weightlifting 5 days a week and summer camps, and a lot of kids go into that every morning. And there's 7-on-7s and just a whole bunch of stuff you can get to and do and make yourself better.
Well, you guys, we're looking forward to watch you on the football field, Blake, and you and Bryce, man, you guys are like twins out there. I love watching because you like to get at it, and only one number separating 4 and 5, baby. That's quite the combination, the sandwich that is you guys as linebackers.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fun this season.
Well, we're going to take a quick timeout, Cousin A. We're going to come back, and we're going to meet a couple other of our seniors when we come back. And Christian's down with the offensive linemen. They're gathered around, and they're ready to go. We're going to come back to you, Christian, here in a second. But right now, we're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the special edition of the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
Looking to purchase your first vehicle? Well, you're in luck. At Community First Credit Union, we offer a first-time auto buyer program for young adults with little or no credit. Low rates, low monthly payments, and a great way to establish credit. It's time to get excited about that new car or truck you've always dreamt of. Stop by your local CFirst today or apply online at c1styourvoice.com. Terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ironman Field as we run through this hour. Let's run down to Christian, who is down with the O-line. And, Christian, that's a big group of guys you're standing amongst.
I think I'm standing right next to skyscrapers over here. I thought it was the press box. It kind of got lost, but it looks like it's just giants, gigantic, large human beings with muscles everywhere. I'm going to start over here with the backside of the offensive line. Here we go.
Gannon George Henry Osing, number 88.
Tight end. Trent Matthew Garver, backside tackle, number 63.
Hunter Dude Mackinich, number 77, backside guard.
Case Michael Zinski, number 75, center.
Ryan Joe Romanko, number 56, frontside guard.
Nicholas Edward Yurkowski, number 79, frontside tackle.
Hey, Nick. Big year coming up here. Senior year for you. What's some things that you've done on the offseason to improve for your senior season here?
We've been working on a lot of footwork and just getting position, you know, make sure that we're blocking the proper way. So,
standing right next to number 56 here. Well, how do you think it's going to be this year for you guys?
Oh, we should have a pretty good year. I mean, we have everybody except for Trent that has varsity experience, and it should just be an overall good year, just dominating.
Case? Looking for another big year out of you today. So what's some things that maybe you've been working on the offseason and some things that maybe some goals for you?
Stepping and snapping, getting off the ball first, and getting out of the way of the pulling guard.
I'm with the dude, number 77, Hunter Mackinich. Hunter, backside guard, what's some things that you've done over in the offseason to improve on for this year, and what are your goals?
Oh, just work on firing out and staying low and just getting off the ball and beating the defense.
Right on, right on. With Trent Garver over here, he's the new guy of the bunch. He's a sophomore, number 63, taking one of the best numbers he can off the field. Trent, as a young guy, how have these senior leaders been for you?
Oh, they've been great. They've been great leaders, teaching me how to do stuff, teaching me the plays, and they've been great leaders.
Right on, right on. What are some goals for a young sophomore for you this year?
Work hard, never quit, and keep, go to the whistle blows, probably.
Right on. Here we go with the tight end, Gannon Osing, number 88. Gannon, senior year for you. What's the goal for you this year?
I want to go out there. I want to do the best I can every game until we're in the dome.
Now, tight ends, most people think tight ends are all about running, catching the football, but there's a little bit more when you're on this team. What are some of those teams? Or some of those things that you do while you're on this team as a tight end?
It's a lot of blocking, actually. Like, I don't catch very many balls, so I just block all the time.
What's your goal for you? What's the biggest pancake you want to give? I guess he's sick and tired of breakfast today, so we'll let him go. We'll let him go. All right, back to you guys.
All right, Christian down there with the O-lineman. Good news. Good news. Cousin Eddie, when you have those kind of guys in front of you, buddy, you can take it and do a lot of things offensively. And we got the quarterback up here to talk with. But what a big group of guys and the experience they bring back. Already coming off of some really big results.
Well, standing up here, I'm looking down at those guys. Are huge offensive line. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to watch them.
Well, Hunter Weldon, one of the fast guys, Hunter, boy, I'll tell you what, physically, you really have developed this last year. You've really paid the price in the weight room and in the off season.
Yeah, you know, I just came out focused. Last year was disappointing ending our season like we did. I just wanted to come back and be bigger and better than we were last year and do my 111th on my part of the team. So I wanted to work hard. I went to a camp this summer. I've been working hard in the weight room, so hopefully it goes good.
Speed has never been a problem for you, buddy. You've God gifted you with some speed, and then you really have enhanced that. But you seem like you've really gotten faster the entire time through the program, and maybe you're at your fastest yet.
Yeah, I'd say I'm probably at my fastest. I'm glad I decided to end up going out for track my freshman year and then just stuck with it, and it's made me faster, and it's helped me with all the other sports I play. And I'm just excited for this year. Back deep on kicks again, back deep on punts, and that's my favorite part of the game.
Special teams have been so special the last several years, and to be back deep and one of the guys is going to touch the ball, you guys spend a lot of time working on special teams, not just a second thought.
Yeah, we do it every day at practice, and I have a lot of faith in the guys in front of us blocking. So they do a great job, and good things are going to happen.
Defensively, this team front's going to be really strong physically, which really helps the backside guys because you know the quarterback's not going to have much time to work with, and so then you guys can really work on locking down and shutting down, and I think you guys are going to be a very difficult team to move the ball against.
Yeah, we have a lot of seniors on our defense this year, so we're going to have a lot of guys step in too and be able to back up just in case it's needed. Our defensive line and linebackers do a great job stunning and getting in there to the quarterback.
Two platoon football, chances for guys to go two different ways, though. You're one of those guys, I think, that can have some reps on both sides of the football. Is that something you guys are looking at?
Yeah, I'm running at cornerback on defense and then wide receiver and slot back, taking reps at both of those at practice, too, on offense.
We got a guy standing next to you that has got a cannon of an arm, and I think his arm strength you know, we haven't got to see much of that yet. I have over the years watching him back there, but his feet are going to make his arm even that much better because he's so elusive as a quarterback.
Yeah, Blake does a great job back there, especially with those chrome cleats he has. So he'll be making people go blind during the game so they can't tackle him. And we're just excited for the season.
Blake, Hunter's laying down the shoe challenge, and he's wearing white cleats. He's got the same brand on. What's the deal, you know?
I'm not sure. I guess as we play good, we got to look good too. So.
Well, you guys do look good. And as a team, I think you guys have really it's evident that the team as a whole has bought in and paid the price in the weight room.
Yep, for sure. You come in the morning lifting, 6 o'clock, you see most of us there. From seniors all the way down to freshmen, we're trying to get the younger guys in there so they can step up next year and take our places and our roles.
This group of seniors, you guys really have believed for a long time that you're going to do something special. I mean, I go back to the days when you guys were in youth football and coaching you guys. You guys had that little something extra inside, and that you believed you were going to do great things.
Yep, for sure. And as a group, we are always thinking of the best situations. We're never getting down on each other, which is really just helping us through this preseason so far. And through summer and everything, we're just getting along and everything's going good right now.
This is a program that's developed all district quarterbacks. Yeah, Brett Leshen, Luke Sarver, you know, and now we can put Blake Bear in that category.
Yes, for sure. I'm definitely going to be working hard at this quarterback spot, and we got some great wide receivers and a great line and a great tailback that will be around. So I can't wait to play the offensive side of the ball, too.
So talk a little bit about now being the head guy, the guy that's going to be under center.
Oh, yeah. I like the leadership role in it. On defense, I'm free safety, and I feel like I had the leadership role on that side, too. So it's just now switching sides of the ball to where we're putting in touchdowns all the time now.
Offensively, the leading rusher in the state of Iowa, Class 2A, Carter Isley, it doesn't get any easier as a quarterback to hand the ball off to a guy like Carter Isley.
Exactly. I love that big man back there. It'll be awesome because he's got speed and I got speed, and we'll make it work.
Speaking of big men, you got to be really excited about playing in front of that offensive line. My gosh, there was a mountain out there.
Yes, I absolutely can't wait. Every time I get a chance, I'm giving them high fives because I know they're going to be protecting me if I'm sitting up in the pocket.
Well, you know, we talk about the strength and the bigness of you guys, but you stand next to you is a guy that, you know, he needs golden shoes because he's golden on the track. You know, he's tore up the blue oval. This is a guy that's got blazing speed, but you have lots of speed on this football team, including the likes of Hunter Weldon.
For sure. As our track team goes, we have five or six guys that were on the 4x1, 4x2, open four, and open one that are on this offense, and we'll just have tremendous speed.
Blake, everyone's waiting around their radios right now, and they're gathering in to find out how good this football team's going to be, and I think there's no better person to ask than the guy that's going to be under center. How good is this football team?
We'll be really, really stout this year as a team. Every position we have, they have worked their butt off to play that position, which in the long run is just going to make us better. And to just take one game at a time and do our best, we should be able to make it back to the Dome.
Well, I can't let you go without asking about your dad, because, you know, your dad's a coach on the system. He's been coaching in the system since youth football. He's been an Albie guy as well as a Rocket guy, and I know this is going to be a little bit of a challenge for him because I know how much he loves his kids. You know, it's a real tear and tug for him because he can't be here on Friday nights.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he was the defensive coordinator here for a little while, and playing under him was a little rough for me, but we all loved him, and I hope he does well over at Eddyville, and I know they'll do well this year and the next coming year. So he's excited, I'm excited, and on the weekends he can watch my game on Huddle.
So. There you go. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun calling your name, and now the senior leadership that you're going to bring, I think this is going to be a great ride that we're about to go on.
Oh, yeah, for sure, Jason.
Hunter, buddy, before I let you go, daggone it, have you gotten a bigger trophy case because at home? Because, man, you really put the results on the track, and I don't know, you know, Cousin Eddie, this guy here is one of the fastest guys that's ever worn an Albie uniform. I think that makes us a weapon out there on the football field.
I just work hard in the off season. The track coach, Coach Ratliff, Coach Hill, Coach Winky, they always help out and they always find a way to make me faster, tweak little things, and just the competition up at Drake and the fans just push you to just go faster and faster and as hard as you can. I never thought I'd be able to run a 48 in the 400, but I did it. I don't know how.
Well, go have fun, guys. Thanks for stopping by, and we're looking forward to that great ride.
Best of luck for the season. Thanks. Work hard.
Work hard. Cousin A, it's obvious that this team has worked hard.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, guys, first impression here, Media Day 2015. Christian, your impression of this football team?
Taking a look at the offensive line, I was like, wow, these guys are giants. And four seniors on the offensive line, and just one sophomore, which is Trent Garver, but you put him next to a bunch of those seniors, you can't point out the sophomore. That's just the tenacity and the bigness of this kid.
Well, you got the speed, you got the strength, and you got all the ingredients for another good football season. And I know last season we made it to the Dome, and a little disappointing, and they just got to remember that feeling and work just a little bit harder.
Numbers. Football's a numbers game. You look out there, and the 76 young men are going to wear the blue this season. That's a great indication of how good your football program is, and I think the sky's the limit on this team, and this has a makings of another magical year and a return back to the Dome. Christian, Cousin Eddie, and Jason saying, hey, we're going to see you on Friday nights. Don't forget the Old Chew game next Friday night, and then we're just 2 weeks away from the opening kickoff of this 2015 football season. We're going to have a special edition, a special preseason opening show as we head to Mount Air. We're going to go on the air a little early and relive some of the moments that have been Friday Night Lights. Cousin Eddie, in the off season, are you ready? You've been clowning around. You got the RV ready to go.
I've been doing a lot of things off in the off season, getting myself prepared for this upcoming football season.
Well, we're going to get all the storylines and relive some of the moments that have been our favorite moments in Friday Night Light history, along with setting up this great 2015 season. Thanks to Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business, back running the board as we improvised this morning and got it done. You've been listening to the special edition of the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great Saturday.
She'll be burning in my mind. She keeps the home fires burning while I'm out earning a living in a world that's known for its pouring rain. She keeps the home fires burning. Ooh, and it's her warm loving that keeps me.